Sintonitzeu les vostres neurones perquè és l'hora de Patxoca Sound, el programa de Ràdio 90 sense fronteres. Músiques d'ara i de sempre i d'arreu del món. Harmonitzeu les orelles i obriu la ment per un viatge a través de la història de la música contemporània. Una declaració desigual i heterogènia que et farà sentir. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Benvinguts! Una temporada més comença el Carol's Coffee Chat. Welcome, Carol!
Hello, Les.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, here we are again.
Yeah, here we are.
Back in the saddle, though.
Yeah.
On our way.
What you had today?
Oh, today, well, we've got a new theme song, as you can hear in the background. We have a new guest and a new season.
Good.
We're going to talk about colonization.
This program is called Welcome Columbus.
We'll talk a little bit about the future. We'll do a review of some of our misunderstood words from the past seasons.
Good.
Listen to music.
That's
about
fine.
October and autumn.
Bueno.
So, it's Halloween time again.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about Halloween.
No, huh? Because we did it.
Yeah, we already did it, and we talked about the Oktoberfest. And yeah. So, today we'll concentrate a little bit more on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
And what that meant to...
The day that Christopher Columbus discovered America.
So to speak.
Sort of speak, because I think they don't know exactly, no?
Well, there's even rumors that the Vikings were there first. I mean, well, not first, because obviously the people who were there, okay? Well, we'll talk about this later, but in honor of Halloween, let's listen to the This Is Halloween song.
Okay.
Which is really funny.
Avui parlarem sobre la colonització i el descobriment d'Amèrica, perquè com tots sabeu, el dia 12, dilluns que ve, es va descobrir Amèrica i a l'estat espanyol és festa. Abans de començar, farem una petita cançó que és de Halloween, també, ¿vale? De Nightmare Before Christmas, la pel·lícula de Tim Burton.
Trick or treat, tell the neighbors how you die of fright. It's our town, everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween,
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, Halloween.
In this town, we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin soul.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
One cool man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting on a punch and mouth.
Hey, this is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's bloody green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Clear out a flash and bother the trace.
I am the who.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. Halloween.
Tender loblings everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
Oh my god, what a scary song.
Yeah, that's right. I'm completely terrified. I hope I can still talk.
Well, this is one of my favorite movies from Tim Burton. Aquí la coneixem com a Pesadilla antes de Navidad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, bueno, va marcar molt.
Yeah, oh, it's fantastic. It's really, if you haven't seen it, it's definitely one of those movies that should be seen.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Let's introduce our guest. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to introduce her or shall I?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're really happy to have you here today, Bahar.
I'm really happy to be here.
It's, you know, it's quite an honor. There aren't a lot of Americans living in La Garrocha, and so we're always excited when we meet each other. Yeah? Which I think for us, it was, we'd heard about each other for years before we finally met. You know?
I was sequestered in the mountains.
Yeah, you were hiding out.
I do a lot. Yeah. To teach English.
Okay, so Bahar, where are you from?
Well, the name Bahar, as you know, is not exactly an American name. So my family, my mother and father, emigrated to the United States, to Buffalo, uh-huh. New York, which is where I was born. And then we moved when I was a baby to Texas. To Lubbock, and then to San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. Good. Doncs tenim l'honor de tenir la Bahar entre nosaltres, que és una americana que va néixer a Buffalo, Nova York, però els seus pares venen de Turquia, per això té aquest nom tan exòtic, Bahar. Quan era un bebè se'n van anar a Texas i van viure a Lubbock i a San Antonio.
Okay. And how did you end up in La Garrocha?
Oh, wow. It's a long story, but I've been able to do it in a very short time. I wanted to learn Spanish cooking, so I went to Spanish cooking and the Spanish language. So I went to Andalusia, and then I met some Catalans who were working on farms there. And they said, come to Catalonia. And I said, wait, I have to learn Spanish before I go somewhere to confuse myself with another language. And then after a few months, I went to Vallès and I met a bunch of people who were in the process of migrating to La Garrocha. And then I followed them. And with one of them, I fell in love. And with the Garrocha, I fell in love forever. And, well, I stayed.
Doncs la Bahar va arribar a Andalusia primer perquè tenia moltes ganes d'aprendre cuina espanyola i llengua espanyola i després va conèixer a una gent del Vallès, no? I bueno, aquesta gent del Vallès volia anar a la Garrotxa a viure, es va enamorar d'un d'ells i quan va arribar a la Garrotxa es va enamorar per sempre més de la Garrotxa. I fins ara.
Okay. How about a song? One of your songs?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it? Or?
Yeah, please. Violin Femmes.
The Violin Femmes song, Country Death Song. Well, because Carol told me that this program today was about autumn, October, and, well, Halloween. And I chose some songs that really make me think of autumn and what it represents in the cycle of the year. And this one is called the Country Death Song. If you listen to the lyrics, they're very sinister, and it's kind of a scary story from the American, deep America, based on a true story.
Doncs és una cançó basada en fets reals, una cançó una mica sinistra, i la Bajar l'ha triat doncs, perquè avui el tema, a part del descobriment d'Amèrica, era doncs, el Halloween, la tardor i tota la pesca. Estem a punt d'escoltar The Violent Femmes Country Death Song.
Still waters, nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. Well, I'm thinking and I'm thinking till there's nothing I ain't funk. Breathing in the stink. Till finally I stunk. It was at that time I swear I lost my mind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Come little daughter, I said to the youngest one, put your coat on, we'll have some fun. We'll go out to the mountains, the one to explore. The face is lit up, I'm standing by the door. The face is lit up, I'm standing by the door. Come, little daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight. We'll go to the caves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother goodnight and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit.
Bueno, acabem d'escoltar The Violent Femmes amb la cançó Country Death Blues, una de les cançons que ha triat la Bahar.
And it's true. The lyrics really are sinister. It's scary, huh? It's scary and based on a true story.
Murders.
And what they call it when parents kill their... Well, not okay, so let's compare and contrast, huh? The experience of living in the United States and then coming to live in La Garrotxa.
Anirem a comparar contrastos entre La Garrotxa i Catalunya. Perdó, entre Estats Units i La Garrotxa.
Bueno, contrast and similarities. Huh?
I mean, I guess I have like some examples more than general statements. I think that in general, I think I wouldn't go back to live in the United States because I find that here in La Garrotxa, in Catalonia, the society is, I feel more free, and it's a more relaxed or warm society. Examples. Here, people like to dance. They touch each other in casual conversation, and you can drink a glass of wine with lunch, and there, all of these things are kind of, they look at you weird if you do them too much.
Yeah, and it's true.
I mean, you're considered drunk if you drink at lunch, and if you touch somebody while you're talking to them, ooh, 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 what does that mean? And
touchy-feely? No?
They call you touchy-feely. And so, yeah. So, I mean, these are just some examples of a more warm society.
And, aquí, a Catalunya, som molt més... doncs, socials, en aquest aspecte, no? Podem veure durant el menjar, ens podem tocar, i, doncs allà no ho són tant, no? Seria una mica de traducció ràpida.
Yeah, quick.
But then there are some similarities, which I think are very specific to Texas and Garrotxa, because, I mean, you could put somebody from, I don't know, Hutto, Texas, in Montagut, and put them on silence, and when they talk, they would look the same. I think that the phonetic profile is also similar. I mean, the mouth's closed and kind of... This is something that happens in both Texas and in Montagut. And then, as far as the posture goes, like I said, if you turn everybody on silence, the Texan and the one from Montagut would have the same... piticullons posture to make a point.
Doncs si agafem a un texà i a un garrotxí, exactament de Montagut, doncs fonèticament doncs, tindrien una parla similar i sobretot el concepte de piticullons, no? Que són així com tirats endavant, no? Molt pagesos, no? Diríem.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. No, it's true. You know, you just take the sound off. And this is interesting because for years I've always wanted to teach someone English with a Texas accent. Yeah. I thought it would, you know, and maybe La Garrotxa is really the place to try that, you know, because people are already in that kind of way of speaking, you know, kind of more guttural or more gravelly sort of thing. Yeah?
Well put.
No?
Nice.
Okay.
Can you make an example, a short sentence with a Texas accent, please?
Look, say something in Texas.
I can tell you what I just said in Texas. Like I said, the Catalans are a very much more relaxed, warm society that they like to touch each other and they can have a glass of wine with lunch. There's no problem.
Good. I like it. Let's rock.
Oh, I want to learn how to talk like that.
Diríem que Texas és com...
Malgrat.
Sí, com l'Espanya profunda, pues, l'Amèrica profunda, no?
I la Garrotxa seria la... I'm sorry.
La Catalunya profunda, perdó. Sí.
Yeah, it's okay. Another song?
Yeah. Patti Smith.
Patti Smith, rock and roll nigger.
All right.
She's from Texas, maybe?
I don't know. Where is she from, Patti Smith? Do you know?
No. Sorry.
No, but she's from... She's definitely not from the north. She's from the south.
From the south.
For so sure.
We can Google her. Well, yeah, we'll listen to
we'll
the song.
We'll Google it.
We'll get back to you on that.
Now we are going to listen Rock and Roll Nigger. Bueno, doncs, la Patti Smith és de Chicago, eh?
Oh.
From the Midwest.
The Midwest, yeah.
Not north or south. It wasn't part of the Union when that happened.
Okay, so, the next thing I'd like to ask you is, I'd like to, let's talk about learning languages, okay? Obviously, you... speak English, so that we won't talk about how you learned English, unless there's something to say about that, or no. But what hints, what could you say to someone who wants to learn a language, whether it's English or Catalan or...
Well, when I learned, I could say this, that for when I learned Spanish, I learned it from textbooks in college, and then and it was useful. I was also surrounded by Spanish speakers in Texas, although I didn't speak Spanish in Texas, in San Antonio. But it wasn't until I came to, until I was in Andalusia, and I heard and was inside of the culture to speak it, to learn and practice. And then, that said, I learned Catalan pretty much from listening.
Yeah.
Listening to people repeat themselves, listening to the 30-minute news program over and over and over again until I started to get more and more of what they were saying. And listening to native speakers is a big deal when to learn a language.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to go to that country, obviously that's the best thing you can do. If you have the opportunity to hang out with a native speaker in your own country, that's good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doncs la Carol li ha preguntat algunes pistes o algunes... algunes coses per aprendre una llengua estrangera i bé, la Pajar parla anglès, òbviament, perquè és d'allà. I quan va venir aquí a Espanya, doncs, li van ajudar molt els llibres de text, però sobretot el que li va ajudar molt va ser el listening i estar envoltat de gent d'allà i, sobretot, doncs, la immersió seria, pues, això, no? Viatjar o, si no, pues, anar amb gent d'allà, de natius.
Uh-huh. And now you're learning...
I'm learning Japanese now.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there are any Japanese in La Garrocha. I'm looking for Japanese speakers.
Oh, okay. Any Japanese speakers? Look for Bahar. And how's it going? Good?
Well, right now I just have a few. I have 30 of the 50 syllable symbols. Mm-hmm. I can recognize them and create them myself. There are 30 Japanese symbols for Japanese words, and then there are 50, and then I've learned 30, and there's another 50 to represent the non-Japanese words.
Oh.
At the end, there are 50 sounds, basically. 51 wow. sounds that are represented by or one or the other symbol. And then there are the thousands and tens of thousands of symbols, which are the kanji that are they represent concepts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I haven't even begun that. So I'm really, really at the beginning. I just started.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll be sure to point any Japanese speakers in your direction.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
La Bahara està aprenent en japonès ara. I, bueno, diu que hi ha com uns 50 caràcters que són els sons, però hi han desenes de milers de kanjis que representen conceptes. I doncs la Bahar només em porta 30 de sons, imagineu-vos, està just al principi. És una llengua molt i molt complicada. Si hi ha algun japonès que ens està escoltant, sisplau, contacteu-nos.
Okay. I think this is the end of our interview with you, but you're going to stay here with us and participate in the rest of the program as
sure.
well. It's a great opportunity for us. So we'll end the interview with your last song.
Yeah.
Which was odd from the Twin Peaks original, the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack, a group called The Thought Gang. It's a mellow, kind of moody moody song for the autumn.
Okay.
Una cançó melancòlica de la sèrie de televisió Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, de la banda The Thought Gang. Què vol dir això?
Thought Gang. La banda de pensament.
Ah, okay.
And melancholica, not exactly. We'll
no?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
See what you're...
Okay, so A Real Indication.
A la dècada dels 70 i dels 80, al món de la música sorgien nous estils de música, entre ells el funky. És per això que a Ràdio 90 volem recordar o descobrir els temes més destacats de la música funky d'aquella època amb el programa Don't Worry, Be Funky. Soc l'Antoni Rubí i t'espero cada diumenge a les 7 de la tarda aquí a Ràdio 90.
Bé, seguim aquí al Carol's Coffee Chat. Hem començat una nova temporada amb la Bahar. I bé, estem aquí al programa d'octubre. Parlem una mica de la tardor, del Halloween i de la colonització d'Amèrica. Doncs comencem les nostres seccions habituals del programa amb el ABC. Parlarem una mica de lèxic, de gramàtica, anglès.
Yeah. And today we're going to talk about speaking in the future. Mm-hmm. I know in previous programs we talked about when to use will and when to use going to.
El futur.
In the future. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to talk about today, really briefly, because I really want to get to the colonization part of the program, so I'm going to go fast in this. Yeah. We're going to talk about using the present continuous for the future tense. But before we do that, let's listen to a little bit of My October Symphony by the Pet Shop Boys, just to keep with the theme of autumn and October.
Okay.
Okay.
Doncs escoltarem una petita cançó per introduir la secció de Pet Shop Boys. Bueno, una petita mostra.
Yeah, just a little, as they say here, pincelada, huh, of the Pet Shop Boys. So, the present continuous for talking about the future, okay? I'm meeting a friend for lunch today, okay? Now, we will only use this when it's something that is actually a plan, no? It's actually something that's going to happen, that mm-hmm. is not maybe. It's not a maybe situation, no? So, you know, we're having fish for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Or I have, you have your plane ticket, you have the date, and it's 2 months from now, but you have your reservation made, and you say, I'm going to Japan in December.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'm flying on the 8th of December. Yeah. So it's, I think the important thing, if you're using the present continuous to talk about the future, is to put some kind of time indicator so that people know that you're talking about, you know, something in the future and not something now. Huh?
Okay, so si utilitzem el present continuous per parlar sobre el futur, és per indicar el temps i que és una cosa segura que vas a fer. No?
Exactly, exactly. And let's listen to Tina Turner. I can't stand the rain.
Okay.
I can't stand the rain sometimes. A little bit, but...
Well, I like the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of rain.
A little bit of rain.
Yeah.
So, Tina Turner...
Against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, 'cause he ain't here with me. Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
La secció de Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood sobre malentesos entre el català i l'anglès.
Yes. And today we're just going to do a quick review of things that we've done in the past of the mispronounced or confused words. So, for example, the famous brand of blue jeans are...
Levi's.
Levi's.
Not Levi's.
Not Levi's. And when you're traveling abroad and you want to find an internet connection, you have to ask for what?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Not Wi-Fi.
Not Wi-Fi.
Not Wi-Fi. The room in the house where people cook is called a?
Kitchen.
A kitchen. Uh-huh.
That's easy.
That's easy? Yeah, yeah. So where's the party?
The party's in the kitchen.
Okay. And the famous American fast food restaurant is called Kentucky Fried...
Chicken.
Chicken. And Sometimes on a cold winter evening, it's nice to have a hot bowl of chicken
soup.
Soup, not soap. Okay? No? But when you wash the dishes, it's always good to use a little
of soap.
Soap. And if you hear my stomach growling, it's because I'm
hungry.
Hungry.
Not angry.
Not angry. Okay?
Yeah, that, this is confusing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is confusing.
Is it, no? I don't know how many times I've heard people say, oh, I'm really angry. And I'm like,
why?
Why? Huh? So, like I said, because I want to get to the don't know much part, so let's leave the misunderstood like that for today. Simple review, no problem. Little Simon and Garfunkel, Leaves That Are Green.
Yeah, I would say also when you listen to a group, very famous group, called U2.
Oh, yeah, U2, not Udos.
It took me about 6 years to know what group they were talking about when they would say Udos.
Yes.
And I didn't know that I knew that band.
Or ACDC.
ACDC, no.
ACDC.
No. Or REM. REM. Hmm. Isn't that a... Okay. Yeah.
Bé, doncs, la secció a continuació, la última secció del programa sobre Don't Know Much, sobre el tòpic del mes.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for.
Doncs, com venim dient tot el programa, el tòpic del mes és la colonització d'Amèrica.
Yeah. Which is interesting because in English, colonization or colonies really doesn't sound anything like Christopher Columbus.
No.
And it wasn't until I learned Catalan and found the name, it's Cristóbal Colón, that I kind of was able to put two and two together and realize that that's where that word comes from.
La paraula colonització ve del cognom del Cristòfor Colón.
Exactly. Exactly.
Really?
No, yeah. You just got it?
I just got it.
Okay. Wow.
It came from Latin.
Yeah. Well,
colonization. Yeah,
but
and America was Colombia, no? Before?
Before? Well, I don't know. Really?
I think so. Yeah.
The whole.
The first was Colombia, and then they changed the name
to America.
To America.
After America Vespucci discovered the Pacific Ocean or something.
Yeah.
So, you have any comments about colonization?
Well, like most colonizations of that magnitude, European diseases came to the United States, to that area, that North America. Diseases, problems,
war,
gunpowder,
blood, fire.
Yeah.
And, well, all the colonizations are the same.
Yeah.
Just they arrive and they kill everybody.
Kill or convert. No?
Or convert.
Yeah. Okay. A song?
Yeah.
Now, the Simon and Garfunkel?
Okay.
The Leaves That Are Green? No? This is very definitely a autumn song. The Leaves That Are Green Turn to Brown.
Una cançó de Simon and Garfunkel, Les Fulles Es Tornen Marrons.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. wanted to now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown. Filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your. A pebble in a brook and watch the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your. Hello, hello, hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Well, that's it. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Leaves, they are green.
Are green,
not
yeah.
brown.
Yeah. No, the leaves that are green turn to brown. Like what's happening now. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Indians that used to live in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What I'm going to tell you now is not necessarily fact. This is the way I remember it. Okay? If you want facts, you can Google.
Yeah.
You know?
Always.
You can Google Pacific Northwest Indians, and they will tell you facts. But I'm going to tell you fun things. I grew up believing that the Pacific Northwest Indians, once a year, gave away all of their possessions. They opened their house, and everyone in the tribe came to visit, and they took whatever they wanted.
Mm. La Carol està parlant sobre els natius nord-americans del Pacific Northwest, el nord-oest d'Amèrica, i un cop a l'any obrien les seves cases i ho donaven tot.
Yeah.
I pel seu aniversari, no, potser?
Ja, ja.
Ho donaven tot a la tribu. Totes les seves pertinències les regalaven.
Ja. Yeah. And then, of course, you begin accumulating things again.
Mm-hmm.
No? And also, the Indians of the Pacific Northwest did what they call the potlatch, which has now become the potluck, which is when you have a meal and everyone brings something. And that way, nobody has to carry the weight of cooking all the food and all the expense. No? So those are two small things that we can thank the American and Northwest American Native Americans for. Mahar, you have any?
I'm trying to think of something like that I know. And no, because in Texas, in Texas, before the British, there were the Spanish, and the Spanish way of dealing with the Indians was I think. Much different, and also the tribes of Texas, I think, were more nomadic, and they didn't have so much. They didn't have houses to open.
Yeah.
I think they were they moved around from one behind the bison.
Yeah,
bison or whatever animals they were. I think bisons are more in the north.
Els indios de Texas eren molt diferents als indios del Pacífic Nord-oest.
Yeah,
diu la Bahar que eren més nòmades i que els colonitzadors primer van ser els espanyols i tenien una forma doncs, diferent de tractar amb ells. My question is for you, guys. In the school, there's no such a... I don't know... kind of teaching the ancient history of America?
Oh, you mean like a, like...
I don't know.
Pre-Columbian history?
Yeah. I think it's very interesting.
Well, we do something called American history and we do it during 1 year. Mm. Well, every year we repeat American history. And it's 9 months, the school year. And we dedicate 2 weeks to the Native Americans. And then the rest of it is Columbus and company.
Wow. Only 2 weeks.
Really?
2 weeks.
Poor people.
Wow.
That's a short time.
It was such a long time ago that I went to school. But I do remember that I had a book when I was a child of the tribes in Oregon, of which there were many, many tribes, and they were all along the rivers. Yeah. But that was more something that my parents gave to me rather than, you know, I think when I went to school, it was the kind of romantic image of, yeah.
Els he preguntat si a l'escola si ensenyen una mica de història abans del descobriment d'Amèrica sobre els natius americans i només els hi dediquen 2 setmanes en tot el curs. Després comencen a parlar dels presidents i aquestes coses. Bueno.
Yeah. What can you do? No? But I imagine that in universities there's American...
Well,
Indians,
when you do American, when you do Native American, you can do Native American studies,
yeah,
or if you do American history as is your major, then obviously you do more. There are specialized classes about the Native American,
but not in elementary school. No?
Not in elementary school. Mm. Elementary school teaching is elementary, and even in high school, it's a lot of imagery that you see in the cartoons, and. And basically, they talk about Thanksgiving, and they forget to say what happened after that big, wonderful meal.
Yeah.
and that was a winter, and then the spring reinforcements came from Europe, and they proceeded to wipe out the American tribes that had helped them.
Només t'ensenyen lo que és el Dia d'Acció de Gràcies. I, bueno, després de que va passar el fred, van arribar els reforços i els van liquidar tots, no? I això no t'ho expliquen. Well,
is this it? Are we at the, at the end of the
this
hour?
This is the end, my friend.
Okay.
This is the end.
Okay, Bahar, thank you so much for coming. It was wonderful having you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you to our listeners for listening to us, whether it's on the air directly or online. This year, we're really going to try to do the Carol's Coffee Chat on the second Saturday of each month.
Yeah.
Okay, so that people who want to listen can find it. That's it, no? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fall.
The fall. And we're going to go out with a very old song called Shine On Harvest Moon, sung by the Four Aces, which is something my parents used to listen to.
Okay, so thank you everybody for being here and see you next month. Bye-bye. Thank you, Bahar. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Alesh.
Thanks, Alesh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
January, February, June and July. I said January, February, June and July.
Shine on, harvest moon up in the sky. February, June, or July. Stove time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoon, so shine on, harvest moon for me and my gal. Oh, shine on, harvest moon
till it's aggravating.
Sometimes not the time to walk down the aisle. June time doesn't even bring on a smile. Harvest time, you said we'd do for a while.
Harvest time's the time to shine. So now I really do advise to shine on, shine on, harvest moon up in the sky.